It's a tough job market out there, and millions of teenagers may not get a chance to work at fast food restaurants, malls, and wait tables this summer. But there's something even more troubling going on. A growing number of teens aren't even looking for summer work. U.S. News & World Report business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtz-Laban writes about it and joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why are a lot of teens not even bothering to look for work?
That's a good question. And really what a lot of it is just that, like with the broader population, they're just discouraged is really what it seems to come down to. Because one of the ways that we can look at this is through the labor force participation rate. We hear this phrase thrown around with the jobs report every month. We certainly heard it on Friday. For the broader population, the labor force participation rate, which is the rate number of people who are either looking for a job or have a job, that's only dropped a few percentage points over the last few years, which is troubling enough. But for teens, that has dropped substantially. In healthier times, it was around half of teenagers either had jobs or were looking. Now it's around a third, so that's a really big drop.
So why are the jobs that teens would normally get at fast food chains, mowing lawns and such, why are they not available? Who are those jobs going to?
Right. In large part, you're right. They're facing a lot of competition, and it's because you have older youth is what some economists call college-age people, people who are just out of college, and older workers. Who normally may not have been competing for those jobs, like you said, at fast food restaurants, at waitressing, taking tickets to the movie theater, sort of the stereotypical teen jobs. Now you have these other people who are competing for those jobs because jobs in other sectors, other industries are just so slim. Aside from that, also immigrants are competing for those jobs as well.
Now, you write about family income having something to do with whether a teen gets a job or not.
Right, and this is interesting. At Northeastern University, there is a place called the Center for Labor Market Studies, and they pick apart these numbers every year. What they've found is that non-white teenagers and also lower-income teenagers, teenagers from families with lower incomes, that is, they tend to have much lower rates of finding jobs than white teenagers from wealthy families. And it can really be a broad range. For example, at the upper end of the spectrum, teenagers from white families that make $100,000 to $150,000 a year, 44.2% of those teenagers found jobs last summer. Versus at the other end of the spectrum, black teenagers whose families make less than $40,000 a year, only 14% got jobs last summer. So that's one-third of what those richer white teens were finding jobs at.
Does this poor job market for teens bode well for future job searches when they become adults?
No, and that's a very good point. One of the big problems about teens not finding jobs, it's not that these teens really would be contributing, lots of money, lots of growth to the economy. That's part of it, that they, might be spending the money they'd make. Really a big problem is, though, they're not picking up on those job experience, job skills right now that would help them get wages down the line. Really, the bottom line is better employment now means better employment in the future. Worse wages now means worse wages in the future, and that's a problem.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Yes, thank you.
U.S. News & World Report business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtz-Laban.